The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson with KGLA Algona and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. President-elect Trump says he plans to nominate Brooke Rollins to be the new head of the Department of Agriculture. What do you know about her? I guess, do you know anything that makes you think she'd be a good Secretary of Agriculture?
Don't know much about her, but I have interacted with her, but in a different role than she'll play as Secretary of Agriculture. She was in the White House as a policy person for the first Trump administration. And one of the policies she was working on was something that I was very deeply involved in with Senator Durbin in a bipartisan bill to pass the greatest reform of criminal justice system in a generation. We call it the First Step Act. It was signed by the president December of 2018, and she was lead person in the White House on that issue. Now, I have a vague memory of talking to her on a personal basis during some of these discussions about her background, and she inferred as a Texas A&M graduate and major in subdivision of agriculture, and being in the 4-H and the FFA, and coming from a ranch or farm in Texas as a background, that she must know something about agriculture. And I assume that she's somebody I can support, but I don't make a final decision on supporting somebody until after the hearing. That's true of, like, for instance, Monday, I had the Attorney General nominee in my office. This morning, the special trade representative in my office, the ambassador to NATO, the ambassador to the UN. So I just have general discussions with them. I don't make up my final decision until we have the open hearing on them. But I think I can work with her. Maybe a month from now, you ask me, I'll give you a different answer, but right now, that's it. Aaron.
Thank you, Senator. President-elect Trump has also tasked Elon Musk and to start looking at how to streamline government. What would you like them to be focusing on? Do you have some suggestions for the areas they could work to streamline or shrink the federal government?
Yes, I sure do. About a third of the people since the pandemic work from home. Get them in these offices, these federal buildings. Some of them we own are sitting idle. Some of them we rent are sitting idle. And get these offices filled up. 90% of the people that do Social Security work from home, and they aren't. We can't serve the American people when you aren't on the job. Now, I'm smart enough to know you can work from home, but I think that there's no way of knowing of the efficiency of their work and all that sort of stuff that you ought to do. But I think if you work for the federal government, we're paying rent to have people in offices, they ought to be in those offices. And that's what I want him to work on. Okay, let's go back to Brian.
Yeah, Congress still needs to extend the old farm bill before the end of the year. I guess, do you have an idea when a vote on that might take place, or are you optimistic that'll take place in a timely manner?
Yeah, a week from Friday, December the 20th. Everything's got to be done by then, and it'll be... there'll be what we call a continuing resolution that will put the final budget decisions into the new Congress. I don't think that that's wise procedure, but I believe the politics of the House of Representatives dictates that. I'd rather have a new president get all this old business, not have it on his platter. It ought to be the responsibility of this Congress and this president to finish that. But this extension of the Farm Bill will be part of that decision that we call a continuing resolution. Aaron Sommers.
Thank you, Senator. What are your thoughts on President-elect Trump's comments that he would like to put Kash Patel in as the director of the FBI?
I am interviewing him next week in my office. Besides, he'll be before my committee sometime probably in January, and we'll have an open hearing with him. So I can't really tell you, well, I'm not going to tell anybody until after the open hearing, yes or no, because that's the process I normally go through. I don't want something to crop up in the hearing that's going to give egg on my face. Then I say I'm going to vote for somebody and then say I can't vote for this guy or this woman. So let's get back to I can give you some information that I know about him. I don't claim to know him personally. I have met him personally, but he's been a big help to my investigation staff on helping get information, particularly working with whistleblowers, giving direction to my staff on some of the questions that we don't get answered from the executive branch of government. So I'm beginning my interaction with him on a very favorable basis. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, you've joined several of your colleagues in expressing your opinions to Secretary Vilsack and to Trade Representative Catherine Tai about Colombia and their possible investigation into U.S. corn subsidies and what that could mean for farmers here. I guess maybe talk about the importance of having Colombia as an export destination for U.S. corn.
Yeah. Well, we have a free trade agreement with them, and they get about four times the amount of corn they need for their agriculture and their animal agriculture from, they have to import it, and they get most of that from the United States. And when they're going to put on some restrictions on our imports coming in, it could hurt American agriculture very much. We don't blame Vilsack for that. We can only blame the Colombian government for that, but we hope that Vilsack can intervene and make sure that these bad things that could happen to corn production in the United States don't happen. Aaron, you've got the last question.
Thank you, Senator. What are your legislative goals for 2025?
Okay, I'm going to give you two categories. One is outside of the Judiciary Committee, that's other committees, agriculture I serve on, so the next five-year Farm Bill.
Yeah.
Committees I don't serve on, working on pharmacy benefit managers, and I've got a bipartisan bill in on that, and I think making the work of the middlemen in deciding formularies and prices and making that process as very opaque, more transparent, is going to drive down prescription drug prices. There's four or five minor bills, less significant than the PBM bill, in the Judiciary Committee that I'm working with Senator Klobuchar on, that have gotten out of committee the last two Congresses, but are still not law. We're going to pursue those. And then within the committee, first of all, about half of our time is spent on processing judicial nominees. So that's a major goal. And then I think in a very general way to restore law and order, back the police and make America safe again, and obviously securing the border and stopping the illicit drug of fentanyl coming into the country, protecting our kids and crime victims, and the prescription drug issues that I've talked to you about. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.